You know the feeling you get at work sometimes where you go, I don't get paid enough for this. I was a first-year counselor at Luther Ridge, and it was midweek with my first ever cabin group. I hope you won't think me too crude, but the fact is at camp, especially when it's new, going to the bathroom away from home is sometimes a stressful experience for kids. And well, it turned off for this particular boy that week, my first week, that in putting off the inevitable for longer than he should have, this boy ended up clogging the toilet in our cabin. Which would have been fine, of course. These things happen, and I had received my plunger training during orientation. It should have been no problem at all. But the problem was that when this happened, when he clogged the toilet, this little boy was too embarrassed to tell anybody. So instead of asking for my help, he did what I guess you normally do to make the water go away. He flushed it. And when that didn't work, apparently he flushed it again, and again, and again, and again, because by the time somebody made me aware of the situation, there were 3 inches of water in the low corner of the room, and in it were floating all manner of things that you never ever want to escape the toilet bowl. And this is where the thought came on strong as I fished and scooped and then mopped. I don't get paid enough for this. Which, of course, was true. The $150 a week I was clearing after taxes was already hardly anything considering I was on duty 23 hours a day, 6 days a week. And there was no way that that was enough to have to deal with that level of despair and stench that I encountered in that bathroom. As Jesus points out, though, this is the problem with the hired hand, right? The hired hand is basically punching the clock, feed the sheep, water the sheep, repeat, doing the agreed upon job for the agreed upon price, with no skin in the game. Because at the end of the day, these aren't the hired hand's sheep. They don't belong to him. So if something unfortunate happens, well, you don't expect the hired hand to be the hero, do you? If a lion, if a wolf shows up at night, the hired hand certainly isn't going to risk his life just to save a couple of somebody else's sheep. He doesn't get paid enough for that. But the shepherd is different. He has a vested interest in these sheep. He's raised them. He's been with them all the time. He knows each of them. He loves them. And the sheep, they depend on him, yes. But at the end of the day, he also is dependent on them, right? They are his livelihood. The good shepherd is nothing like the hired hand here. He goes to great lengths to care for his sheep. He lays down his life for them. He faces the wolf and the lion to care for his sheep. There are plenty of voices out there calling to us. Maybe I should have had Mason try to follow me as you all screamed at him to follow you. Voices that call to us, that claim to be the way to safety, the way to security, the way to happiness, the way to love. If we'll just give them our time, our money. Sometimes if we'll just give them our allegiance, our votes, then they'll make everything better. If we'll just follow them, the voices promise, everything will be more hopeful, better, greater. Hired hands can sometimes have quite a pitch for us. But all the while, as they pitch us, they know, usually on some level we know too, that they're really only looking out for themselves. But Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. Meaning the triune God is the one with the vested interest in us. The God who made us. The God who humbled himself and came down to live among us. The God who lays down his life for us is the one who actually cares for us. The shepherd puts his life on the line for the sheep, facing down wild dogs, wolves, lions, bears, whatever comes for the sake of the sheep. And in Jesus Christ, God faces down sin, death, the power of the devil, whatever comes for us, to the point that Jesus lays down his life rather than abandon us. The world we inhabit so often operates on a transactional basis. You want something? Okay, but you're going to have to pay for it. But for God, our well-being is not transactional. It's not about compensating God somehow with our actions. We couldn't do that if we wanted to. It's about God loving us and valuing us more than even God's own suffering and death in Jesus Christ. Sisters and brothers, we have been born and raised in a transactional world. It's an economy and a society built on evaluating goods, services, too often even people, for what they are worth. Then we decide on what we can afford, what we're willing to dole out based on what we expect to get in return. That's a hired hand mentality, and it isn't helpful for our life with God, because God cares for us in a fundamentally different way, one that's not based on merit, but on love. And what a relief that is. What a weight lifted that those thoughts of not having enough, not being enough, they don't matter to God. God lays down God's life for you just because God made you and God loves you. There is only one good shepherd. But the invitation, the call for us, is that in following that voice of Jesus, the shepherd, we would transform our lives, to realize that there's something bigger going on in the world than me and what I can get for myself, to break ourselves out of our transactional ways and step out with Jesus in love. Is our calling. Underpaid for the job or not, I cleaned up the bathroom that day. I stayed on staff for the rest of the summer, and I came back for another summer, because as unpleasant as that hour was, I could tell that there was something bigger going on at camp, something worthwhile. We were sharing God's love with kids, and that made it worth it in a way that money couldn't. Maybe you can come up with a number in your head for what it would take for you to clean up that kind of mess, somebody else's excrement even. But probably most of you in the room have done that already, and I bet most of you weren't paid for it. Because you weren't motivated by payment, you were motivated by something bigger, right? By love for this child that you were caring for. Something stronger than payment, your love. In Jesus Christ, the resurrected Lord, God's love for you has been poured out with tremendous consequences. Forgiveness of sins, eternal life, Your future is secure in God, and you haven't paid a dime for it because you don't have to. And that means you're now free to take risks for the sake of caring for others without worrying about what the return will be like in your life. Because when our cup overflows with gratitude for God's love, well, love spills out. We can't help but share it. Because we know that something bigger is going on, something bigger than us and our needs even, we know that Jesus is alive. Thanks be to God. Amen.